leaders of one of the recall movements against Gavin Newsom. Yeah, remove Gavin Newsom from governor of California. Her name is Erin Cruz, and we're going to find out more. We've already talked about the leader of the other campaign, that's Dr. Veltmeyer, when he kicked it off months ago. But let's catch up with what Erin Cruz and her group is doing.
Erin, welcome to the John and Ken Show.
Thank you for having me on the show, guys. It sounds like you guys are having a blast over there. I'm so excited to talk about the recall of Gavin Newsom.
It's a pretty silly job. You're running for Congress in the Palm Springs area?
Yes, in the 36th Congressional District, absolutely. But the biggest thing is I'm trying to help the people in the state of California. We are up against this socialist in office, Gavin Newsom, who's all too eager to spend our money and raise our taxes, and the people of California are fed up. And so I've stepped forth in January to move forward to recall Gavin Newsom. Our petition was approved September 6th, and we've been going hard and strong with the grassroots here through the state.
Yeah, explain how this is working, because supposedly you're using all volunteers for this effort.
Absolutely. So one of the issues is that, you know, Californians are fed up. They're fed up with the high taxes and all these things, right? We all know that. We have Governor Gavin Newsom in place. And, you know, one of the large portions of why I think our state is in such a bad disarray, if you will, is because the people haven't really taken ownership and charge of their communities. And our recall movement is 100% grassroots. And the people are taken to the streets. They're setting up booths. They're circulating petitions in their church groups and their, you know, social circles, and then out on the streets. And it's just been unbelievable. And the response has been strong. You know, it's just wonderful. So I'm hoping that this is going to translate to them also getting involved locally, more boots on the ground there as well, and we'll be able to see some major changes over the next year and 2 years.
How many signatures do you need to get by what date?
Okay, so we need 1.5 million signatures by February 13th. We're hoping to send Gavin Newsom a love letter on Valentine's Day, that's February 14th of 2020. So it's a lot of signatures, but I believe that we will definitely make it in space. So we're
How many do you have so far?
Well, we have, the first filing was slow because everybody was so in shock. They were just in shock that we actually had a petition that went through, and now what do we do next? So our first filing was only about 16,000, but we had several hundred thousand in the pipeline, and now we're seeing the turn-ins are pretty large. It should be interesting to see what this October month ends up being. It should be a big surprise for a lot of folks.
You think you have several hundred thousand already?
Yes. Well, I know we have the signatures. It's getting them back, getting them filed. So, folks, if you're out there and you're circulating the Erin Cruz, RANAF.org recall petition, get them back into us. Go to recallgavinnow.com, go to our map, find an authorized personnel, and get those filed in. If you need to sign a petition, go to recallgavinnow.com. You'll find locations. I think this weekend alone, we have 240 locations throughout California where you can go and sign, and that's in nearly every county across the state.
Yeah, no, I saw the map. It's impressive, but you're not doing any you're not doing any downloadable petitions.
Yes, we are.
Tricky. We've heard that sometimes they don't qualify because of the format of them.
Well, that's okay. If people send them in to us and they're not exact, we'll send them back an exact petition, and then we'll give them a couple more to give to their friends. The big thing is getting people involved, letting them know that there is a recall of Gavin Newsom going on, that they can participate. This is a nonpartisan push. Doesn't matter what your political affiliation is. What matters is that you're registered to vote. So if you're not registered to vote and you're pissed off at the government and leadership here and you want to get rid of Gavin Newsom, register to vote. You can go to one of our booths there that you can see at recallgavinnow.com, and they'll have voter registration forms. You can fill that out and sign the petition. It is that easy, but people need to take action.
Is there any confusion because Dr. James Veltmeyer down in San Diego has another approved petition to recall Newsom? Is that causing you any problem?
We aren't seeing any kind of issues in terms of the public. Most of the public, you know, they have found our petitions to be very accessible and clear, and they're really enjoying the process. Again, they're taking charge of their communities, and that empowering thing right there, you know, people taking action, is a big deal.
It is very difficult to do this, especially a million and a half signatures without a lot of money to hire paid signature gatherers.
Well, I don't agree with you, actually. We have a lot of different party supports. We're going to have a big amount announcement on Monday. We have not just party supports, church supports, group supports, coalition supports. And I think, again, we have to get back to the people taking charge in their communities, taking charge of the government. It's we the people, you know, by the people, for the people, of the people. And the people here, if they're fed up, they need to take charge. So, I think that's part of it.
And are you getting the money? Because you do need, you know, a lot of donations.
Of course we are. We're grassroots. We're grassroots. We're bringing in funds where most of our money goes to materials and supplies and resources for people on the ground. Of course, we're reaching a lot of individuals who are in rural California.
Well,
and
I do see the presidential candidates are raising tens of millions of dollars online now.
Well, you know,
so
I think
the world has changed and made it a lot easier to raise money.
Yes, it has. It has. And in terms of the way you spend it is different as well. You know, traditional advertising is great, but word of mouth is even better. The people need to start talking to one another. You know, social media is fabulous as well. But as a people in California, if we want change, we need to start talking to our neighbors. And that's part of what setting up all these booths or kiosks or petition tables are in these cities across California, talking to one another, you know, having those conversations.
When you talk to people, what are the top two or three reasons they want to recall him?
Just look at the gas, for goodness sake. Taxes are a big issue. And when the governor came forth and he said, I don't know why the tax prices are so high, that's a blatant lie. And the people don't fall for lies anymore. They have a lot of information at their fingertips. And so that's a big concern. We have a lot of parents concerned about education. And, you know, Gavin Newsom just signed legislation to allow disruptive kids to stay in the classroom and not get suspended. Parental rights is a top issue. You know, the concern for our veterans and our own homeless is an issue. Homelessness is a big topic. Where is the money going? We know we're spending a lot of money on a lot of these programs.
In L.A. County, the homeless problem is by far the number one issue. Because nobody in government at any level is doing anything about it other than wasting money.
They're failing California is the gist of it. And Governor Gavin Newsom is leading that charge to drive California into the ground, you know, top five economic powers in the world. And we should not have these types of issues we're seeing today, especially the money we spent. So, you know, he needs to get on charge. Just look at the power, you know, the power blackouts and what PG&E did and what Gavin Newsom allowed. It's preposterous that they could just do big mass shutdowns. But, you know, Gray Davis did that as well. You remember that, right?
Erin, we got to go, but give people again all the places that they can find out more about the recalling, find out where to get the petitions.
You can go to ranaf.org, or you can go to recallgavinnow.com to learn more. Do your reading, do your research. Find a place to sign. If you have questions, send us an email, make a phone call. We'll follow up with everybody. We do. We have volunteers manning the phones. And just take charge. Take charge of your communities and be California. California is a gorgeous state. People are leaving here in droves. We want to stay, and we're going to fight with us. And thank you, everybody, for listening.
All right, we'll put a link up on our site. Erin Cruz, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
All right, Erin Cruz, the leader of one of the recall movements against Gavin Newsom. The Moist Line is next.
John and Ken, KFI, Deborah Marquez News.
The person has been hit and killed.